Lou Stein, Chris Frazier, and John Roth. Welcome, gentlemen. Foreigner will be singing today's national anthem. Jeff, we'll start with you. If a NASCAR driver adopted a Foreigner song as their anthem, which one would best fit?
Absolutely racing here? Hot-blooded. Come on. Get hot up there on the track.
Love it. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. For Luis, a NASCAR race is pretty loud, but so is a rock concert. Which environment wins the volume contest?
That's a good question. I suppose they're right along the same lines. We were here the other day racing. The cars are so loud, but also a plugged-in electric guitar is just as powerful.
We have a question in the front right.
Hey, Jason Summerow, Trackside Experience. So I'm sure you guys have had a lot of opportunity to get some incredible rides throughout your life. Anybody have anything that really stands out as your favorite car you've ever owned?
She's asked about favorite car. Well, I had an 85 Corvette that was my favorite for about a minute until the four speeding tickets I got within about 3 weeks. And plus, I'm a really bad driver, so that was not a great car for me, but it was sure fun. Those weeks I had it. 68 Mustang convertible. Yeah. Yeah. 85 Corvettes, by the way, we're not talking.
I'm about to come into possession of a 1989 C4 Corvette convertible, mint condition. So it's about to be my favorite car.
What color?
Blue with a tan top, tan interior, gold wheels, white walls. Woo!
Question in the front right.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Alan Michaels on Pit Road Racing. Is this your first NASCAR experience? And for the second part of it, do you guys have a favorite driver in today's field?
It is not our first NASCAR experience. I believe in 2013, we did the national anthem at a couple different NASCAR events. I want to say, I believe there was a couple in 2013. I don't know if we've done anything since. I don't think so, but... Yeah, as far as favorite driver, I'm going to leave that to Chris Frazier, who probably knows.
Yeah, I'm a late entry, and, you know, everybody root for me, please.
Next question, back left.
Brian Twining, Bleacher Nation for Best Sports Media Group. There are some parallels between the music industry and sports in general, in that sometimes guys come in and then they flame out rather quickly. So what does it mean to you guys to be able to still be performing after decades of being together?
Well, I would say that a key difference between those two things is that a lot of times athletes, you know, their bodies, there's a shelf life there, right? I mean, you can compete, you know, maybe to your 40, early 40s, mid 40s, you know. Luckily with music, you know, as long as your hands and mind are still working, you can rock out until you die. So, you know, take it into old age. So, yeah, so we like that part of it.
Next question.
We can't party as hard as we used to. I mean, we have to take care of ourselves and do yoga. Jeff's doing yoga. As we speak, he's doing yoga. So, you know, and we all get to the gym and we all get drink enough water and blah, 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 all that stuff, you know. So that keeps us kind of young and able to do this.
To add to what Michael was saying, that they say that, you know, musicians don't retire, they just don't show up for sound check one day.
Jerry, right here in the front.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net. So what does the future hold for you guys? As I pointed out, you've been chopping the charts and, you know, rocking for years. What's next on the agenda for you guys? Any new songs? Any new albums coming out? What's happening?
Man, that's a deep question. Well, first of all, we're doing orchestral shows right now. We're doing a run of orchestral shows till the end of the month. Then we're going to be doing shows where we do Foreigner 4 in its entirety. We bring Lou Gramm with us for a couple songs, which is great. Lou Gramm, big NASCAR fan. And then we're going to Europe for a little over a month, doing all sorts of big places over there. Playing lots of shows with Lynyrd Skynyrd during the summer, which is going to be a great tour. Tickets are wholesale now, by the way. it. Look back, and then more shows till the end of the year. As far as new music, we have unreleased tracks that we're finishing that we found on previous records. We have unfinished, well, I shouldn't say unfinished songs, but unrecorded songs that Nick and Lou wrote. We have some stuff that we've been working on, so there's new music coming. All forms of new music, and probably within, I would say we're probably a year away from a lot of that stuff coming out, but it's on its way.
50th anniversary.
Yeah, 50th anniversary next year, so.
Next question, back left.
You guys just finished up a five-night residency at the Venetian. Do you foresee yourself coming back to Vegas and maybe doing even a longer-term residency at one of the hotels or maybe the Sphere or something like that?
Definitely. I mean, we've been coming to Vegas the last number of years, and it just seems to keep growing and growing and growing. And in fact, can't say too much about the future, but we just got an offer to do something in Vegas that was like, pretty sizing, you know, it's quite a bit of stuff, and you know, without saying too much, it's very exciting, and with a bunch of different formats that we're going to be, you know, attacking.
You can feel free to feel free to break that news right here if you like to.
We'd have to kill you if we told you.
Next question in the middle.
Not sure if I could top that. Tom Zaleski on County Today. With the Academy Awards are being presented tonight for movies, guys. Grammy Awards, any memories of the Grammy Awards? Have you wished for one? Tell me about your resume with the Grammys.
Wow, good one.
Well, I was in a previous band called Dokken, and we got nominated for a Grammy in 1990, I believe it was. That's the only Grammy show I've ever been to. It was long, but it was really cool because at the end, Meryl Streep came out and announced that the special award was for Paul McCartney, and then Paul McCartney walked out. So that was a very cool night. That night I got to meet Joni Mitchell and talk with her for like a half hour, just one-on-one, just sitting there. It was an amazing night. So Grammys are cool. I don't know Foreigner's entire history with Grammys. I mean, nominations, right? Yeah, there's been nominations, so I just don't think we have we see, that's why you guys have to call in and make sure that we get one next year, okay?
Next question, right in the middle.
Noah Reed, Kenny Wallace, media in NASCAR. A lot of the drivers of today are influenced by drivers of the past, the Richard Pettys, the Dale Earnhardts. I'm curious, this one's for all of you guys, what bands or artists had the biggest influences on your guys' musical careers?
Richard Petty.
Yeah, the other Petty, Tom Petty. Yeah.
I think Zeppelin kind of looms large for all of us, you know, is in the rock and roll world, for sure. I'll throw that into the mix.
That's a big Who fan. Who and the Queen?
Deep Purple.
Yeah.
I would say vocally for this band, Paul Rodgers is, you know, just sort of,
absolutely.
And if you listen to the sound of Foreigner, you can hear a lot of Free and Paul Rodgers in there. And the Stones, definitely. There's a lot of Stones in there. It's a lot of R&B. Love it.
Yeah, there's a very obscure band that we also listen to a lot called The Beatles. They kind of had a bit of an influence as well, but.
The Stones, man. I like the Stones.
Well, the sax solo on Urgent was Junior Walker, who was a huge R&B and soul star. So that gives you an idea of some of the influences.
Next question, back row.
Hi, Brian Mapes with Xfinity Racing. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys and Jonathan Davis from Korn are here. Will there be a discussion behind the intro stage about making some sort of ridiculous collab altogether?
We've heard crazier ideas.
That would be a very interesting collab. Yeah, Backstreet Forward. I'm trying to think what that would sound like. It's just like, you know, put it all in the blender.
Our manager's here listening right now, so I can see wheels turning and steam pouring out.
Does it feel like the first time?
Hey! Hey, you did there? Yeah. It always does, man.
We should point out, though, that there's a Foreigner song called Rev on the Red Line, which is directly about, you know, fast cars. And there are several, lots of fast car references in the Foreigner catalog.
Any more questions for our guests? Gentlemen, thank you all so much for being here. Thanks for being a part of race day here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thank you, everybody.